Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, we now have a massive government cover-up effort of the Jeffrey Epstein saga that just took a very crazy and twisted turn. As, of course, videos like this are, of course, CGI'd and fake, just like the government's official explanation to what in the world happened to Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, as, of course, the feds just announced, breaking news, you are crazy for having a rational mind that likes to connect dots together and ask some very serious questions about stories that absolutely are inconsistent, that the government has been lying about and contradicting itself for many years on end now. As, of course, the breaking news from the latest DOJ statement concludes, Epstein had no clients. He wasn't blackmailing anyone. No, especially not the politicians from the United States and that other country that we're going to mention here in a little bit. And he definitely did take himself out. Absolutely just insane statement. And a disrespectful statement. A statement that is a slap to the face of anyone with an IQ higher than a room temperature. Okay. Listen, this news here is just mind-boggling, to say the least. Extremely disappointing for a lot of the people actually paying attention to what's going on here. But there's a lot of key minutiae here that I think is important to look into. As, of course, we don't have much to go on. The little we do came from independent journalists and from whistleblowers that are going missing. Now we get a picture of why they're going missing. Holy goodness. My camera was just Epstein'd. What can I say here? Oh, no. They're coming. Yeah, whatever. I'll just use this camera and... Listen. That camera took itself out. Clearly, okay? That camera, nothing to worry about. It's, of course, we'll just keep it going here. Why not? With the way that things are going in life, with the way that things are going with this new administration, why not just make it an absolute ridiculous hell crap hole? Why not? Just ruin everything. As, of course, what's going on right now is absolutely ridiculous. As we have new reporting from Axios that published a DOJ document. And the timing of this all is also very interesting. On a Sunday night, really? On a Sunday night, people are not going to, of course, be paying attention to this. Everyone's kind of getting ready to go back into the groove. The timing of this release of this DOJ FBI linked document concluding that we're just all crazy here. All of us are just all insane to believe that Mr. Epstein had a client list. Again, this Axios memo here, it's highlighting this document. And this document reads here, as Michael Tracy puts it, a new sound effect for the sound of million fever brain worldviews violently imploding into themselves. Michael Tracy, a very good comment here, saying the systemic revealed no incriminating client list. How convenient! Wow! All those politicians must be reveling and celebrating now. Listen, there's probably like a bunch of individuals right now. We'll name some of these individuals. We'll tell you who's on the client list in a little bit. There's a bunch of those individuals that are just going absolutely crazy with their celebrations, as, of course, you have to understand here. What this implicates is that the government, no matter what government, even if it promises to give you justice about the thousands of children that were hurt here, will continue to protect the predators that hurt thousands of children that will now continue to hurt thousands of children, okay? We have to understand the greater implications here and the vast amount of human suffering that has happened with the U.S. government playing a key role in it, and the U.S. government now continuing to play a role in it, actively aiding and abetting child predators out there that are still on the loose, that are still very powerful, that are so powerful that even major campaign promises and Donald Trump himself can't do anything about it. As, of course, now a lot of people point to that Elon Musk tweet a couple weeks ago saying, hey, Trump's on that list and you're never going to get it. And guess what? A part of that is true. What other part of that is true here? As of course, this right here is just a slap in the face for everyone paying attention. It's so disrespectful. It's just them rubbing our face in it right now, saying there's also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed anybody. No, that never happened. Even though we had witnesses, even though we had victims, even though we had hard drives, we had tapes, we had surveillance systems rigged up, hidden cameras, every single room with the Prime Minister of Israel walking in with the Prime Minister daughters of Australia just hanging out. Again, anybody and everybody that was in politics in Hollywood was all Kevin Spacey, Harvey Weinstein, my goodness, Prince Andrew, Bill Gates, so many other people connected to, of course, Mr. Epstein here. But no. Just a big old coincidence. Nothing to look out for here. Reading this kind of preposterous statement and continuing on with the analysis here, because there's a lot to go through. There's a lot to really kind of hone into the darker type of truths and realities that a lot of people are afraid to take in. But before getting into that, check out wearechange.shop. Check out takecom.com. You click right here on Klaus Schwab's face. I'm going to need some. I need some now, okay? This is 1,000 milligram, full spectrum, CBD. We only have 47 remaining. I take some. I usually like to hold it there. Really good stuff. Calms down the nervous systems, helps you sleep. I'm going to need that tonight. You're going to need that as well. High quality products made in America, sourced in America, packaged here in America. Really top-notch stuff. Can't recommend it enough. A lot of other people sell it at a higher premium. We sell it at a lower premium. Again, you don't want to get your CBD from gas stations. This is top-notch quality stuff. Helped out a lot of my friends. I give it to my mom. I give it to my loved ones. And I can't recommend this enough. I did 2 years of research on this. Then we finally got up to market. Check it out. Takecom.com. I need it. This news is infuriating because all the things we fought for to make sure that those children got justice, gone, down the toilet. And then we just got spat on the face by this administration, by this government that says, you're too dumb, you're too stupid. We're going to pull this one all over you. We are going to make you accept that 2 + 2 = 5. And you're going to accept it. But listen, even individuals like Cat Turd are starting to ask some serious questions here, which is highlighting how, essentially, Mike Cernovich is talking about this too, the Trump administration is self-sabotaging itself. Whether it's this, whether it's a deliberate action or not, we have to understand this is an action that will forever speak for the legacy of Donald Trump here. And it's not speaking in a good way. Now, again, a lot of this information has not been provided. We just get these blanket open statements here. Mike Cernovich comes out. Yeah, billionaires like Reid Hoffman and Bill Gates, quote, flew to a small desolate island with Jeffrey Epstein so they could just enjoy the jet skis and sauna. Someone responded, Luke, We Are Change has done more illegal things on the island than either Hoffman or Gates. Yeah. We stormed an island. And again, mostly peaceful memes. I guess Prince Andrew and Bill Gates just visited that island for the sandy beaches. Yeah, of course, nothing to see here. A big component to a lot of this is the very fact of the duplicitous kind of doublespeak that we have heard throughout this duration. We have heard, we're going to release it. It's going to be out there. Then we heard, we have it. We have the files. They're on my desk. They're going to be released any moment. And then we heard, it's just going to be phase one. There's going to be phase two. There's going to be phase three. We have jack-ish. As again, earlier this year, February 21st, Pam Bondi, the Epstein client list is on my desk right now. It's going to be reviewed. We're going to get it out. And now, Pam Bondi, DOJ, FBI. Oh, what client list? Huh? What are you talking about here? As of course, you're telling me there's not going to be a part two to this? Really? We're not going to get a part two to this fiasco? For this debacle? As of course, if you remember, there was a massive failed, what looked like a PR stunt, what looked like a sabotage attempt of influencers, where they were given binders. They were saying, hey, look what you guys, oh, come out here. Oh, bunch of, and they're like, oh, yeah, look at us. We got the Epstein files. They weren't even Epstein files. There were files that were more redacted from what was already out there publicly. And they said, no, this is only phase one. Don't worry, guys. There's going to be a phase two. Where the hell's that phase two? I don't see no phase two. Phase one didn't even have anything. Now there's no phase two. Mark Kim says the Epstein list debacle is outright insulting. As, of course, he goes off and says specifically, we were told, we're going to release the list. Then they said, we have the list. We checked it. And now there is no list. Which one is it? Which one is it? Okay. This is not for the chess. This is the aiding and abetting of serial predators out there that are still on the loose, that are there to hurt children, and will continue to hurt children in record numbers right now. And this is sick, and this is disgusting. I mean, we have photos, right, from Epstein's compound, specifically highlighting, hey, we have a lot of compromising information. Look at all these hard drives we have. Look at all these CDs we have here. Look how conveniently they're already labeled in the FBI labels. Okay, what happened to those? You care to mention? You care to provide some context to it? Can you give us maybe some of those sealed documents that, of course, specifically highlighted to Ghislaine Maxwell here, who I guess now isn't in prison for anything because there's nothing really being done here? So why is Maxwell in jail if nothing really happened here, right? Shouldn't she be exonerated? Shouldn't she be released now by this DOJ FBI statement? I wonder why she's not. As Robert Barnes says, what a joke. Total disgrace, Pam Bondi, Dan Bongino, and Kash Patel, as well as Donald Trump, to keep hiding the Epstein files from the American people, pretending there's nobody else involved when we know that is false. Promises made, promises broken. Now, Brandon Herrera has an interesting comment, and he says, let's say there's no official Epstein client list. You can't tell me there's no evidence of clients and their names. I could care less if there's a formal Excel sheet of clients. I just want to know the names of who did the unspeakable acts to children on that hellhole island. Yeah, everyone does here. John Rocker says, Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for 20 years for S-trafficking kids with Epstein, and then the DOJ says there's no evidence that Epstein was trafficking. How's that possible? Why are you contradicting yourselves so many gosh darn times here? And the reason they're contradicting themselves is because they're actually involved in a cover-up. And there's no other way to really answer that. There is an official criminal cover-up of the government using your tax dollars that they're taking. And you know what they're doing with that money? That hard-earned money that you worked hard for? They're making sure politicians can go on private islands and hurt small children. That's it. This administration is now culpable of it. The past administrations was culpable of it. And many other administrations were as well. Now, again, exonerate Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell has to go free now. They just, again, officially contradicted themselves here. And it's just disgusting here. Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch has filed now multiple Freedom of Information Act articles highlighting how this government is now actively denying more documents to the American people, saying, no, we're just not going to comply with it. We're not even going to give you them.
Judicial Watch separately has been suing several months now for the Epstein files. And I'm getting a little impatient because it's been months, and they haven't been released, not even in part, to Judicial Watch under federal law. The law requires it, FBI. The law requires it, Justice Department. And right now, the Justice Department and the FBI are outside the law on transparency.
Yep, and they're not doing it. And they're like, oh, you want documents? Oh, you want to see some stuff? Oh, yeah. Nothing. You don't get nothing. That right there is just absolutely disrespectful and insane. Again, Gateway Pundit talks about how, hey, we actually filed a request to find out who John Doe was, who was on the list during the court proceedings of Ghislaine Maxwell. And the FBI knows who this is. And they're not releasing that name. Why are they not releasing that name? Who else is on that list here? As a lot of other people are saying, well, Elon must have been right. There's no reason why they'd come out like this if it wasn't anything other than Trump, quote, being on that list. And again, there's information exonerating Donald Trump, but people are not going to care about that information. People are going to care about the actions that he's doing now. As clearly, he has the ability to call the shots here. Now, there, I see some MAGA people coming out and saying, oh, no. They destroyed it. No. There's a cover-up. Okay. Let's just say that the previous people are saying, Christopher Wray destroyed this. The past administration destroyed it. Okay. All right. If that's the case here, you don't blanketly come out with a statement saying Epstein absolutely didn't blackmail everybody. You say there's evidence destroyed here. We don't know what happened. But this administration is not doing that. This administration is denying Freedom of Information Acts. This administration is contradicting itself. This administration is lying to the American people. This administration is the one that's calling all the shots here. You can't excuse this by saying it's the past administration. No. Because if that was really the case, the Trump DOJ, the Trump administration would have said that. They would have said, we tried to investigate this. They destroyed this. Let's investigate the people who destroyed this. Let's bring them in. Let's make them testify under oath. They're not saying that. They're saying, oh, Epstein, just an average John Doe, just an average pal, just an average good old neighbor, wasn't guilty of anything, wasn't doing anything, wasn't responsible for anything. He was just a normal guy, had a nice private island, had tens of millions of dollars move in and out of his bank account without any regulations at all. As the big banks had to pay out the victims here, by the way. And now Cat Turd here. I decided to respond to Cat Turd a little facetiously. But Cat Turd said, so all the girls who have testified about being hurt on Epstein Island were lying and Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison for being the maiden for nobody? Please tell me this is fake news. I decided to respond, how dare you not trust Trump on this? You are so disloyal. What are you, a panicking? How do you not trust the plan? Yeah, Cat Turd. How do you not trust the plan here? All right? Hodge Twins responses here with the laughing emoji. Oh, man. We could either laugh or we could cry here. Now, listen. The former prime minister of Israel is involved here. Donald Trump's going to sign an executive order with Bibi Netanyahu. Listen, he's probably going to sign an executive order saying if you question the Epstein client official version of events, you're going to go to jail or you're going to be deported. Probably. Listen, or, you know, oh, you're that A word, deported, jail, even if you're an American citizen. Watch. That's how this level of just hijacked this government is. Riri Finder, I find Riri's on Twitter. He's having a heyday in all of this. Machiavelli memes just posted this meme right here. And listen, say what you may about these people, but my goodness, I mean, imagine trying to go to sleep right now, understanding that you are part of a cover-up of child predators out there, and you're still aiding and abetting them. And that's exactly what they're doing here. Cernovich says, no one is believing that the Epstein cover-up. Donald Trump, this will be a part of your legacy. There's still time to change it. Yeah, there is. There's still time. But I think the damage is being done here. I think Elon Musk coming out saying what he said a couple weeks ago, and now him coming out talking about running a new party. I mean, this is a perfect storm, especially, you know, with now Bibi coming to the White House, especially with Trump active and engaged in foreign conflicts that he promised never to be involved in. I mean, it's just building here. And this is building towards a massive black pill, a massive realization from the American public that nothing, no one can be trusted anymore, that there's no political solutions in this country, and that this government is hijacked in every aspect. Robert Barnes, was Elon Musk right about Epstein files? I don't believe so, but this is a very bad look for Donald Trump, and I agree. Hodge Twins here. So Epstein just trafficked kids to nobody? Yeah, nobody. Yeah, nothing to see here, folks. One more from Robert Barnes here saying, why did Dan Bongino, Kash Patel, and Pam Bondi shut down the inquiry into Trump's assassination and refuse to disclose the Epstein files? He says, so war whores could pretend Iran was behind the assassination attempts and the world wouldn't know Epstein worked with that one country that Donald Trump probably is going to sign an executive order saying you can't criticize ever again. Now listen, that's not really free speech here, okay? What's going on here is indicative of a government that doesn't work for the American people. That is not your friend. Clear as day. That's the realization. How far do you think the rabbit hole goes? Let me know. I'm curious. Let me know how far you think everything goes. Let me know down in the comment section below. I don't know about you guys, but things are not looking too good. Not looking too good at all. And they're only going to get that much worse. So yeah, subscribe. Click the notification button. We're going to keep it real here, unlike all these other people. All these other fakes. It's disgusting. Share this video. Get this word out there. Don't let the children here have any type of injustice. Speak out while we still can. I love you guys. Stay tuned for more here on youtube.com/wearechange.